Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. North Iowa Area Community College President Steve Schultz is one of nine retiring college presidents and chancellors nationwide being recognized with the Michael Bennett Lifetime Achievement Award. Bestowed by Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society, awards are given to retiring college presidents who have shown support of student success initiatives, leading to stronger pathways to completion, transfer, and employment. They have taken an active interest in supporting high-achieving students and developing student leaders on campus. Schultz will receive his award during PTK Catalyst 2024, the Society's annual convention April 4th through the 6th in Orlando, Florida. Recipients are nominated by the students on their campus. The award is named in honor of the late Dr. Michael Bennett, longtime president of St. Petersburg College in Florida. In October, NIAC announced that Schultz will retire in June after 10 years as school president. While we had high temperatures pushing towards 80 on Monday, swimming pool season remains a couple of months away in North Iowa. Still, the push is already on to staff the New Hampton swimming pool, according to Park Rec Director Tara Hackman.
We are taking applications for lifeguards, for concession stand workers, for water safety instructors, for water safety aides.
Hackman says the deadline for lifeguard applications is today to be ready in time for certification classes.
Our class here in New Hampton will take place the third weekend of May. So as long as you turn 15 around that time, you can qualify to be a lifeguard. As far as a water safety instructor, you do have to be 16. By the end of that course, there's going to be an opportunity to become a water safety instructor in Cresco here within the next few months, but we're still getting information on that. Other than those specifics, you only need to be 14 for all other jobs to be paid by the City of New Hampton.
Hackman says they're also in the market for coaches and referees for youth soccer, baseball, and softball for the upcoming seasons. Contact New Hampton Park Rec for more information. Rural families living on farms and or acreages are invited to a series of free educational programs to help them live and grow in a rural lifestyle, plus explore new potential businesses or hobbies. Those interested can choose to attend any or all of the programs Thursday evenings from 6 to 7:30, starting tonight at the Northeast Iowa Research Farm Borlaug Learning Center in Nashua. Speakers range from successful local niche farming backgrounds to professionals in insurance and safety. The first program tonight will feature a diverse group of farm business owners who are developing their own farm brand. On Thursday, March 14th, speakers will share their professional experience in securing an acreage and/or farm property. On Thursday, March 21st, the topic will focus on how to start planning your vegetable garden for the spring gardening season. The programs are free and open to the public, and snacks are included at the meeting. For further information, contact the ISU Extension Office in Floyd County or Bremer County. The exhibit Plenty of Past Paraphernalia is on display at the Floyd County Museum in Charles City. Museum Director McKenna Lloyd says the collection gives patrons the chance to learn more about lesser-known Floyd County businesses.
So we put a new exhibit out beginning of January to bring a little bit more awareness to all those little businesses that were once in all those towns, especially in like the 60s and 70s that are no longer there, but were at one time, you know, a part of the local economy in Floyd County. So our new exhibit's called Plenty of Past Paraphernalia, which is just kind of a broad title to describe all these little kind of like business promotional items and swag that we have out.
Find out more at Floyd County Museum on Facebook or visit floydcountymuseum.org. A reminder, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning in effect from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. Counties in the warning area include Mitchell, Howard, Floyd, Chickasaw, Fayette, Kossuth, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Grundy, and Blackhawk. Southwest winds with gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour combined with low relative humidity values of 20% to 25% and unseasonably warm temperatures rising into the 50s will push fire weather conditions to critical levels. Outdoor burning should be avoided until the weather conditions improve. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.